And tomorrow, the 115th Congress takes office completely under Republican control. The party has a 52-48 seat majority in the Senate and a 40 seat advantage in the House. So what will their priorities be with a Republican president about to take office? NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving joins us now. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Peter.
So we know that repealing the Affordable Care Act is going to be right on the top of the priority list. Here's Paul Ryan talking about it on 60 Minutes last month.
What we know is we have to make good on this promise. We have to bring relief as fast as possible to people who are struggling under Obamacare.
What do Republicans intend to put in its place?
Patient-centered health care that gets everybody access to affordable health care coverage so that they can buy what they want to buy.
Ron, I understand the process could start, what, as early as this week?
Yes, negotiations are continuing now, Peter, but they are negotiations among Republicans, especially with regard to the replacement element, which you just heard described in rather idealistic terms by Paul Ryan. He didn't actually describe a mechanism for replacing Obamacare. And as you remember, the Republicans were completely united against Obamacare back in 2010 when it began, and they have repeatedly voted to repeal it in its entirety since then, scores of times in the House, frustrated by Barack Obama's power to veto it. That's gone. So now they can have anything they want. They can pass anything they want. They're going to use a budgetary procedure to avoid a filibuster in the Senate. So the question becomes, what indeed do they want? They have talked a lot about replacing the mandate, getting rid of the mandate and the subsidies for people who needed help affording their health insurance. So those are going to be a big focus for them. But what exactly they're going to put in the place, we don't know yet.
Yeah, still working it out. And President Obama, of course, has a lot of opinions about that. Politico reporting last week that the president will be meeting with congressional Democrats later this week to discuss their strategies on how to deal with the Republican efforts to get rid of Obamacare. What's that strategy look like? Do we know anything about the Democrats' plan?
We expect them to hold out for the most popular features of the law, things that even President-elect Donald Trump has said he thinks are a good idea. That would include the requirement that private insurance companies not turn people away for pre-existing conditions, and also the allowance for families to keep children on their family plan until they're 26 years old. Now, the Democrats must also, though, fight to preserve the expansion of Medicaid. That is a big part of the reason that so many more low-income Americans now have health coverage than ever had before. And that is a likely point of conflict for the two parties.
Yeah. Also, coming up, of course, we know that even before Trump is inaugurated on the 20th of this month, his cabinet picks will start going through Senate hearings, confirmation votes, that sort of thing. What are the prospects there? Chances that anybody won't make it through? Smooth sailing? What do you expect?
Most are not going to have any trouble at all, Peter. Maybe a few will have some trouble. Lots of focus right now on Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State nominee, the current head of ExxonMobil, both for his ties to Russia and Russian President Vladimir Putin, and also for his reluctance to share more than a few years of his tax information. The Democrats are holding out for much more of his tax return. They want to know more about his money. And the tax stuff is a focus for a lot of these other nominees as well. The Republicans say, hey, Barack Obama got all his main people in place by Inauguration Day. Yeah. The difference is that all of those folks had already gotten their seal of approval from the Office of Government Ethics, and that's not the case with the Trump cabinet appointees.
Yeah, we also heard from Donald Trump over the weekend about this alleged manipulation by the Russians with the U.S. election. He said that he knows things other people don't know, and so they cannot be sure of the situation. He said the public would find out more information on that later this week. Tuesday, Wednesday. What's he referring to there? Quickly, Ron.
Hard to tell at this point. He says he's going to tell us later this week. But his suggestion in the past has been the guilty parties may have been Chinese or possibly even domestic hackers. At this time, he has yet to tell us any evidence of that.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on that as it develops. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving, thanks very much.
Thank you, Peter.